To our dear parents, we have gone through close to a week of this unbearable situation. Day by day, we're hearing more and more tragedies, and those who are in captivity are still in captivity. The soldiers' lives are in danger, and we don't know where we're heading. We have to focus on what our avodah is in this situation. We know that Hashem brings us different situations in life, and every single situation is for us to grow from. We spoke about this in the past. And if we take proper advantage of this situation, it will make us greater people, bring Klal Yisrael to a greater place, closer to the Gula, to the Gula itself. We have to focus on that. I mentioned the other time that even when there's Midas HaDin in the Olam, there's a Midas HaDin going around, we have to realize that it's not out of control. We are in the loving hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and like we said, this is for our benefit. But still, one may ask, it's very nice that this is for our benefit, but I'm terrified. Who says I'm going to be one of the ones that are going to survive or not, Chas v'Shalom? We have to realize that this fear that we may have is part of the Nisayon. The enemy has killed so many, taken us into captivity, but together with that, the tremendous damage that he could potentially do is to break our spirits, cause trauma that damages ourselves and our children. And that's in our hands to stop. If we approach it properly, we will stay strong. Our kids will go through it strengthened, feeling we have what to rely on. Things are not out of control. The pasuk says, "Abiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyvenu." A person who has bitochen Hashem will be surrounded completely, completely protected by the chasodim v'akadosh baruch hu. Chofetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Shem Levin Lagoyin, Hashem, all the gedolim, Baal Shem Tov, they all say there's a midah v'akadosh baruch hu. If a person puts his bitochen in Hashem and he really feels that Hashem is protecting him, then Hashem will protect him. Even if the person is a Rasha, they say. Even the person is doing Averis. Kamuvan, he has to be Chozer B'Tshuva on the Averis. But the protection comes from the fact that a person brings himself to the point that I can have a peace of mind that I am in Hashem's hand. So, after we're saying that everything is guided by Hashem, but Mitzad Hasheni, from the other hand, there are those who are suffering. In respect to ourselves, we have a powerful tool to protect ourselves and our families. What we're calling Boiteach B'Hashem. Boiteach B'Hashem is not just a shot in the arm of some extra energy. It starts by paying more attention to how much Hashem gives us every second of our lives. And now's the time to take advantage of it. When there's tzaras in the world, there's a special kirva, a closeness between us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu has shaken us out of our natural way of living our lives. But we have to shake ourselves out of that and run to Hashem, come to Hashem, open up our eyes to Hashem. Open up our eyes to the fact that we're alive for 1 second is such an impossible thing. There are more chemical reactions going on in our body every second than there are grains of sand in the entire planet Earth. There are things we can't even fathom. Imagine the numbers. And now everything in our body has to work exactly in unison in the right fashion. Now, whether we're doing the will of Hashem or whether Bali Averis, Hashem keeps us going. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Hashem has nachas from us. As the Vilna Gaon also said, Hashem is sameach with his chelik in this world, Klal Yisrael. We are chelik Hashem. We're his chelik in this world. So we have to remind ourselves that whatever level we're on, number one, we can protect ourselves by realizing that we're in the hands of Hashem. And even if we feel we're not perfect, even if we're doing averus, whatever level we're on, that protection is there. And we build it up by paying more attention to all the goodness we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we get up in the morning and Baruch Hashem, the family is there, the house is intact. That's something to thank Hashem for. Let's stop taking everything so much for granted and say, wow, every day of my life, whether I behave myself or not, Hashem Berev Rachmov. Mikel Komoicha, we say. The Novi Micha said, there's no God like you that gives us energy to live no matter what we do. It's an unconditional love for us Hashem has over us. And now's the time to pay more attention to that. And that we should feel a peace of mind that we're in good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like I said before, you're right. There is a Midas Adin. The odd stories go on. But by the fact that I work on myself, pay more attention to the Chasod of Hashem, and really believe as much as I can that I'm in Hashem's good hands, that arouses this Midah of Chesed Yisoy Vavenu. It takes away the Midas Adin. It's in our hands to transform the din to rachamim. That's the powerful tool that we have. We're towards the end of the week now, and Shabbos is coming up. It's important to make this Shabbos a special Shabbos. Even the Yetzer Hara that we have during the week of listening to the news too much, Baruch Hashem, we don't have that on Shabbos, and take advantage of that. Maybe we'll use it that we could have gone through Shabbos. Without that, we go on through the week less involved in the constant news, which just causes more anxiety. Once in a while, whatever we need to hear, we should hear, but not on a constant basis. Al Kopanim, Shabbos is Yom HaMenucha, Nuchas Ava Nedova, Nucha of love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, peace, feeling at peace. We see in the beginning of Shabbos, Hashem spreads upon us the protection of His Shalom. If we have a Shaychus to Shabbos, and we feel that Shabbos is a special day that Hashem picked for Klal Yisrael to be Misyached with us, we're the only nation that has Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day that we show the world and Hashem showed the world that the world is not here just to be involved in our physical interactions. We stop everything. Lo yisasa kol melocha. We sit back and we watch the beautiful world that Hashem created. And by doing so, we focus at the tachlis of the world. The goal of the world is not our physical interactions, but the spirituality. That's what Chazal say. We are like the ben zug. We're like the husband and wife, us and Shabbos. Shabbos is a concept that the world was created for spirituality, and we're the ones that bring it out by the fact that we stop everything and we keep Shabbos and we're happy on Shabbos. We sing the Zemiras of Shabbos. We have the Tefillah of Shabbos. We rest up on Shabbos. So our avodah on this Shabbos is dafka to focus on the fact that we are Hashem's special nation. We're the only nation that has Shabbos. And the Shabbos is protection. It's more of a protection than the rest of the week. It's protection for us that appreciate what Shabbos is. If you're connected to it, then you get it. If not, less. Like everybody says, also from the Rav Chaim Volozhin of Vilna Gaon and Baal Shem Tov, all the same thing. Hashem tzilcha ayad yaminecha. Hashem is like your shadow. If you smile towards your shadow, your shadow smiles back. It's a medrash. And if you frown to your shadow, it frowns back. If we go into Shabbos smiling, feeling we are so special, we're the Bodim Lashem Elokeinu. We're the only nation that received the Shabbos. We have this time to show that Ruchnius is the Ikar, and we go through Shabbos peacefully with our children, say the Dvarei Torah, stories, whatever you want, play games. Just keep it in that tranquil spirit of Shabbos, and Shabbos gives tremendous protection, together with the general protection of Boteach Vashem, person who puts his bitoch in Hashem, Chesed Yisoy Vavenu. Bizoicha, take advantage, like we said, before Shabbos, during Shabbos, before Shabbos also, it's a good idea if you can get the children. Adarav, they should do chasodim in the household. Help out a little bit. On Shabbos also, help out. Make them feel good that they're part of the household. And we're all in this together and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we feel confident that we have that protection. We have the protection, like we said, of Bitochen, we have the protection of Shabbos. Yitz Hashem, if we go through these days in the proper fashion, we'll be zeichah soon to the Yom Shekulah Shabbos, u'menucha l'chayei olamim.